106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners' John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solutions.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the third day of April. It is 58 degrees on our way to 78 today, and fairly calm too, so winds will be picking back up tomorrow, so enjoy the lack of breezes out there today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Gary Zeke, talking about a free clinic and concert by the Kansas City Symphony Brass Quintet coming up midweek. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right. So you got the Kansas City Symphony Brass Quintet Wednesday?
Yeah, we're really, really excited. We were very fortunate. We got a grant by Dr. Fred and Paula Neuer, and they gave us a very generous grant to bring in musicians from the Kansas City Symphony and in honor of Dr. Gould and Nancy Garcia. And I contacted an acquaintance who plays in the Kansas City Symphony, and they are coming up to perform for us on Wednesday. And I can't tell you how excited I am about this concert. This is something like in Kansas City that would, I don't know, cost $50, $75, $100 for tickets, but we have it absolutely free on campus on Wednesday.
Well, the time and the place, Gary.
Well, they'll be doing two activities at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and everything is in Heath Recital Hall, in Beach Music Hall on the SU campus. They'll be doing a master class with our students. And we have some student groups that will be performing, and they'll be getting some feedback from these great players. And then at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday will be their concert. And as you said before, this is absolutely free to the public. And basically, since seating is limited, it will be first-come, first-seated for the concert. And like I said, to get 5 musicians of this calendar in Emporia for no admission, it is really, really, really wonderful. And we have Julian Kaplan and Stephen Franklin. That's the principal and associate principal trumpet of the symphony. The principal horn player, Alberto Suarez. Associate principal trombone, Wyatt Henderson. And the principal tuba, Joe Lefevre. And like I said, just 5 world-class musicians on stage and on Heath on Wednesday at 7:30 for the concert.
That is flat out amazing to have that level of talent in. And Gary, I wanted to kind of loop off of the concert, but go to the master class for folks that aren't familiar with what a master class is. What exactly is going to be taking place with that for your students?
Well, we have 4 of our student groups playing, and they'll be getting feedback from the players in the symphony. And what an amazing opportunity for our students, you know, to play and then get feedback from these master players. And, you know, one thing we always try to stress in the music department is what we call high-impact learning. And it's a chance for our students to either play alongside or get feedback from, you know, great professional musicians. And the students are really excited about that. So we'll have, again, 4 of our groups performing. And again, just to be able to interact with these guys will be fantastic for them.
Well, it should be a great show, and folks, take advantage of this. It is free coming up on Wednesday night, the Kansas City Symphony Brass Quintet, Heath Recital Hall. And as Mr. Zeke mentioned, it is absolutely free. Well, we're heading towards the home stretch of finishing up the 2023 end of the school year up in Emporia State. What, you have anything else on the calendar before the year ends,
Gary? You know, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be so busy. It's going to be crazy. And I'll talk to you guys hopefully about getting another Newsmaker segment, because we have big orchestra concert coming up, jazz band concert, and we're doing a alumni jazz reunion concert later in April. So we're really looking forward to all these events. Hopefully we get a lot of folks back for those. And like I said, they're almost all worthy of a newsmaker themselves.
So the answer to that question is yes.
I will be looking forward to summer because there's a lot of stuff going on in the next 5 or 6 weeks here. But like I said, just wanted to stress that we're so grateful to Dr. Fred and Paula Neuer for sponsoring this event and to be able to get, again, world-class, and I don't use that term lightly, I mean world-class musicians on our stage, and again, an absolutely no cost to the public is fantastic.
It is, so
I encourage people to come out. And again, I just want to say again, since we're in Heath, we'll have to be first come, first seated.
Okay. Well, Gary, I was going to ask you before we wrap things up, kind of, you know, you mentioned here for the student experience, the community experience, but for you, what do you hope to maybe glean from your interactions here with these fine musicians coming in this week?
You know, that's a fantastic question. You know, no matter how many years you do something professionally, my thought is I always want to learn something new. And anytime you're around great players, you can't help but learn something yourself. And just to hear how they sound, their feedback they give to the students, and hopefully all these types of things, you know, make us all better at our jobs when we work with our students. So, you know, I hope I never get too old and set in my ways to learn new things from great players.
Well, Gary, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, and thank you guys for helping promote this great event. And I'm really excited for Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, take care. Bye.
The Emporia State University Director of Bands, Gary Zeke. That's the free concert coming up on Wednesday night by the Kansas City Symphony Brass Quintet. World-class players right there. And that's Wednesday night, 7:30. At Heath Recital Hall. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots, right now Friday's lists as open, but I have a feeling I know who we're going to have in that particular spot.
Yeah, that's right.
So we are going to direct you to next week, which does have most of our newsmaker slots open and starting on the 10th, so next Monday. Give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Michelle Margeson will be our newsmaker guest tomorrow as we talk about the inaugural Newman Regional Health Denim and Diamonds Golf Tournament.
And our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It is 728, 58 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Spring. It's our award for making it through a long, cold winter. Time to thaw out and get started on that list of tasks.